Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and in this episode, we're going to talk about 2019 S&P 500 price targets by some of the top Wall Street strategists. So far, in the fourth quarter of 2018, it's been a pretty terrible quarter. You know, the market at one point corrected by about 10%, as there are fears that the Fed will raise rates faster than expected or just continue to raise rates despite a slowing economy in terms of earnings, in terms of housing market, in terms of corporate spend, and so forth. So the market was spooked, but thankfully on November 28th, Federal Chairman Jerome Powell said, hey, we're closer to the neutral rate than you guys think. So that was an excellent sign for the market, and investors saw it as a dovish sign that the Fed won't be raising rates as aggressively in 2019. So originally, strategists and investors were thinking, okay, another 3 to 4 rate hikes, which to me sounded really, really aggressive. But after these comments on November 28th, I'm thinking maybe 1 or 2 more Fed fund rate hikes in 2019, which the market likes and which I like as well as an investor. If you look at where the 10-year bond yield is, it's about 3.05 to 3.1%. That's come down from about 3.25% just several weeks ago. And so in other words, the yield curve is flattening once more. And so that's an ominous sign for the economy. Generally, recessions happen within 18 months if the yield curve inverts. And so since it's been so tough to make money in 2018, seriously, I think over 80, 90% of assets weren't making money in asset classes, weren't making money in 2018, it's important to see and to figure out what's going on for 2019, and who better to follow than these Wall Street strategists who spend 50 to 70 hours a week thinking about the stock market, writing research reports, you know, pontificating on where the market will go, speaking to the largest money managers in the world who have their own opinions. Surely they know more than you and I, the average retail investor. There are just a couple caveats. One, they aren't putting their money at risk, or they're not managing other people's money. And then two, they love to hedge their forecasts because that's how they earn big bucks as managing directors with base level compensations of $400,000. And they regularly receive bonuses of about $500,000 to $3 million, especially if they can get their forecasts right. So I think it's important first to look at which strategists have the best forecasts for 2018. And at the time of this podcast, the S&P 500 is at 2,743. So I've got a nice chart in the post that highlights about 20 analysts, and the S&P 500 target ranges for 2018 ranges from 2,750, let's see, a lot of 3,000s, and 1,3150. So it's clear that a lot of the folks who are guessing 3,000 are probably not going to make it, because that's like another, what, 9.5% rise from here. And, you know, the folks, UBS at 3150, that guy is out. He's not going to get a good bonus. Who else? 3200 by Canaccord Genuity. I've never even heard of these guys. 3200, yeah, good luck. There's no way the market is going to rally that high from here. But who knows? You never know, right? Maybe Trump and Xi will say something great at the G20 meeting in Buenos Aires, and all will be good, and we'll just see massive rally for the last 30 days of the year. I hope so, but I don't think so. So for 2019, let's look at several strategists here. One, Morgan Stanley, Michael Wilson. He's the most bearish, and I think it's worth paying most attention to him because he's on record saying we're in a rolling bear market. His 2018 target is 2,750. And right now we're at, again, 2,744 or something like that. So we're right on track. And so for 2019, he's forecasting no change versus 2018. So that's 2 years of nothing happening, which is pretty impressive. And it should really get you to think about what are the alternative investments out there. You know, public REITs have been good. Private real estate crowdfunding investments have been good, depending on which ones. And also cash has been good, right? You can earn about 2% on your money market, or you can earn about 2.5% on a 12-month CD, or about 2.6% on a one-year treasury bond. So that's not bad. I mean, these instruments have been the best performers in the fourth quarter of 2018 as the market melted down. So Michael Wilson, he's based his forecast, $27.50, on earnings per share of $176, which puts it at a PE multiple of 15.6 times forward earnings, right? Because we're not in 2019 yet. The most volatile target is from Bank of America's Savita Subramanian. Her target is 2,900, based on an EPS of 170 and 17 times forward earnings. Now, it's interesting she has a 2,900 target for 2019 because she has a 3,000 target for 2018. So she's saying we're going to rise by, you know, almost 10% in 2018 for the last month of the year and then fall by something like 3.3%. So that sounds pretty volatile to me and doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But again, who knows? You know, if we were Las Vegas odd makers, we'd probably have to give 2-to-1 odds for anybody to take that type of bet of the S&P 500 getting to 3,000. So even if 2019 forecast comes true of 2,900, that's not that bad because that's about a 6% return from here, which is double the risk-free rate of return. But one thing that she says that's most interesting to me is that, you know, the home builders, they've been a disaster in 2018, right? They're down 20 to 35, 40%. She says that equities, the peak in home builders was in like late 2017, which tends to lead equities by about 2 years. So in other words, okay, 2018, 2019, okay. So at the end of 2019, you know, things might not be that good. So I do commend her for steadfast bullishness for 2018, followed by a letdown in 2019. Unfortunately, I don't think she's going to be correct because 3,000 is a long way away. Next, moderate target. This is by Goldman Sachs' David Kostin. Target also 3,000. EPS 173 estimate, 17.3 times forward earnings. Now, this guy has been around for a very long time, and he has a 2018 realistic target of 2850. That's not that much higher from here. That's about 4%, followed by a reasonable 5.3% return in 2019 based on his 3,000 target. So, this is a guy who basically is not an outlier. He is not sticking his neck out there, so he's not going to get as much TV time or press as Savita from Bank of America due to her bullishness, or Michael, his arch nemesis from Morgan Stanley, due to his bearishness. He's just going to blend in right there, earn his big base salary and his partner bonuses, whatever that is, and just keep on trucking. So there's nothing really exciting there. And then he hedges his 2019 forecast by saying, okay, base case predicts with a 50% probability the S&P 500 rises to 3,000, right? And that is just such a weak call. 50% probability, that's like rating a stock a neutral or a market perform. Like, who cares? Like, nobody really wants to listen to that. Second, he says, okay, bear case scenario predicts with a 30% probability S&P 500 falls to 2,500 at the end of 2019 on fears of a likely recession in 2020. I can see that happening. And then the bull case, 20% probability the S&P 500 closes 2019 at 3,400. That's not going to happen. That's why there's 20% probability. So he's got all his bases covered. So whatever happens in the market, he'll be like, see, well, I told you that this is was my part of my forecast. So now you know why being a strategist is one of the best jobs in the world, actually. All right, let me briefly touch upon a slightly more bullish target, Citigroup's Tobias Levkovich. He's got a 3,100 target based on 18 times earnings estimates of 172.50. I like Citibank. I use them, you know, for all my banking needs. And his basic premises is that earnings are now low enough that they can be more easily met or beaten, right? It's all about expectations. Earnings estimates have come down, and he thinks they'll continue to come down in 2019. And I believe that. Analysts are generally just a little too bullish, and then they got to follow slowly with their tail between their legs and say, okay, we forecast too aggressively, we got to cut our estimates, and it's just kind of like, you know, death by a thousand cuts. But 3,100, that's pretty good. And I have to respect that because he has a 2018 price target of
2800. So that's only, you know, a couple percentage points away. And I think that's highly likely to happen. So to go from 2800 to 3100 requires almost 11% return, which unfortunately doesn't sound likely at all. So I don't think he's going to get paid in 2019, but I think what he's going to do is he's going to lower his target in 2019 after his 2018 bonus gets paid in the spring of 2019. All right, finally, I want to highlight the super bullish call from Credit Suisse's Jonathan Golub. His S&P 500 target for 2019 is 3,350 based on 19.25 times earnings. Now that is quite aggressive, and he's talking about multiple expansion, valuation multiple expansion in 2019, despite EPS growth decelerating to only about 8% in 2019, right? So that just doesn't make sense to me, because he also has a 2018 price target of 3,000. So I think this is a compounding error, folks. He's too aggressive in 2018, and then he's just, you know, thinking, okay, well, 2019 is going to be another 10% plus year with, you know, valuation expansion. But you cannot value expand when earnings are decelerating and then there's fears of a recession in 2020 and rates are rising and the yield curve is flattening. You know, I worked on Wall Street for 13 years, but I'm just a normal guy, and there's no way there's going to be valuation expansion next year. So I think Jonathan, you know, is really putting his neck out there, which is great, actually, because he's the one who's going to get some publicity. You know, he's going to get on TV and people want to meet him and ask him, what the hell is he smoking? And if the S&P 500 does come close to 3,350 in 2019, he's going to look like a hero. And he's going to get paid a fat, fat bonus that will more than make up for his terrible 2018 bonus. It's probably not going to be that terrible, but it's probably not going to be that good because he's got his estimates wrong. So again, I think compounded errors are going on here. But again, this just shows that, hey, you know, being a strategist, not so bad. You just have to have an opinion and then try to really argue it, because really nobody's going to hold you to these estimates. So I wanted to go through some historical S&P 500 PE valuations. And I think this is really important for everybody to understand. We must look at historical current, i.e. this year earnings, and forward, i.e. next year earnings PE valuation multiples. So remember, the value of a stock depends on its earnings, its projections, expectations, and valuations at the end of the day. Valuations can expand or contract depending on the environment. Jonathan thinks it's going to expand. I think that's crazy. The guy Michael from Morgan Stanley, I think it's probably going to contract, and I think he's probably more spot on. So current PE valuations, they have ranged peak levels in 2001 of 48 times and in 2007 of 120 times. So that was crazy bubble times. Right now, we're somewhere around 20 to 21 times, just depending on what consensus estimates you use. But if you click over to the post, you see a graph, and you see that around 20 to 21 times is kind of in the middle. It really is in the middle, maybe even slightly below the middle. So that should, you know, pose some comfort for bulls. And then if you look at forward PE valuations, this is quite interesting, and this is where a lot of people base their estimates on, right? All these strategists are basing their target prices on, you know, S&P 500 estimates 1 year into the future, and who knows the future, but they do their best to guess. So based on, you know, the latest multiples, it was around 22 times forward earnings in the first quarter of 2018. Now we're somewhere around 17 times, according to this one database, at the end of 2018 for 2019, right? So that's a 23% decline in valuations, which is quite significant, which is why one of the analysts was saying, you know, it's going to be much easier to meet or beat expectations going forward in 2019. I was reading elsewhere that if you look at FactSet, which is one of the big databases for analyst estimates, current forward 12-month PE ratio for the S&P 500 is closer to 16 times after the big rally on November 28th. Below the 5-year average of 16.4 times, which is great, but still above the 10-year average of 14.5 times. So again, we're not that expensive anymore. We're just kind of right there in the middle. So consensus forecasts are somewhat all over the place. The point is that current and forward PE multiples have come
way down, which is really good for beating or at least meeting expectations. But you got to beat. You got to beat. If you just meet, people are kind of disappointed on Wall Street, right? You've got to consistently beat estimates. Guide low, beat, and then just beat again forever. So if we look at historical current and forward PE multiples, it doesn't seem like a price target of 3,000 to 3,100 is unreasonable. That would put consensus forward earnings at about 17.3 to 17.9 times. So not bad, actually. However, if earnings are only growing by, let's say, 8% in 2019 from 2018, as strategists are forecasting, the multiples, you know, seem a little bit elevated. You know, that's double, more than double the earnings growth rate. So Jonathan Golub's S&P 500 price target of 3,350 based on 19.25 times forward earnings is actually conceivably possible, right? Like, it's really possible since we were just at 22 to 24 times forward earnings. But I don't think any reasonable investor would pay 19.25 times forward earnings when earnings are expected to decelerate and only grow by half the multiple rate. And also, by the time you get into 2019, you're going to start looking at 2020 earnings, right? So it's just always rolling forward and forward. And so 19.25 times current earnings is a little bit expensive. So bottom line, folks, the consensus is pretty bullish, except for Morgan Stanley, who thinks that there's going to be no growth again in the S&P 500 in 2019. I am hopeful. I'm hopeful the market sees rising interest rates in 2019 as a bullish sign. The economy is still growing strong. Yes, rising interest rates hurts affordability, hurts investments. You know, government interest rates, government bonds crowds out private investment growth, and so forth. But based on historical rates, a, let's say, 2.5% to 3% Fed funds target is still not too high. So if you were to ask me where I think 2018 will end up, I'm going to guess something like 2,838. Why not? That's about 3.8% upside from here for the last month of the year. And I see this upside because I see President Xi and President Trump hammering out some kind of agreement, some kind of roadmap for their trade war bickering into 2019 and beyond. You know, it's all about give and take, folks, when it comes to negotiations. Clearly, China has done some things that have rattled the U.S. and other WTO nation countries. And so I think they're going to give a little bit. If you look at the Chinese market, you know, the Shanghai Stock Exchange is down something like 25 to 27%, right? Whereas the S&P 500 on the same day valuation is up a little bit. So China has been hurting much more than the U.S., and I think that China is going to be willing to relent a little bit and negotiate forward. So if that happens, I would expect something like a 4% rise, right? 2,838, something like that. Hey, and if things get really crazy, let's go for 3,000, baby. But I am not going to rely and hold my breath that everything's going to be just fine and dandy. And I'm just going to continue building my net worth through my business and through some individual real estate investments that I'm going to be making. You know, I have a hard time subjecting too much of my wealth to the whims of others. You know, the stock market really is something where it just, hey, goes up slowly and then just boom, all your wealth disappears because so many random variables. Like, you know, the company has to perform, but then there's like trade wars and interest rate. It's just nonstop. It feels so much better to just build your wealth with your own two hands and just try to focus on what you can control. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think about the end of 2018 and what do you think about 2019? I'll be writing my forecast in another post.